Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, unto Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. Like a lamb dumb before his shears, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Father, I thank you and praise you this morning for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's gathered here in this house this morning to worship God. Lord, guide us, direct us in the ways that's pleasing to the Lord. And help us, Father, that we would feel the presence of God. Feel the touch of God, and everybody in this place be able to sing along with us. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, the difference. Oh, the change that Jesus makes in our lives. Lord, anoint me to speak this morning the oracles of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preach to you for a few minutes this morning on intercepted by God. That's what happened in my story. There was a man that got intercepted by God. My text tells the story of the conversion of a prominent government official from Ethiopia. Luke, who's the author of the book of Acts, had no doubt heard this story from Philip, the man that God used to bring light into the Ethiopian's darkness. It's a marvelous story. It has a divine plot. God intercepted this eunuch on his way home from Jerusalem and changed his life. There were many thousands of people saved during the 30 years that were covered by the book of Acts. But in that 30 years, those thousands of people that were saved, there's a few that God picked out for special mention. And this man is one of them, an Ethiopian eunuch, a man of high authority, a man of high position in the world. The Spirit focused on some other prominent individual converts to Christ. Following the conversion of this government official from Ethiopia, the Bible tells us in the next chapter of the conversion of a Jew by the name of Saul, who later on became known as Paul. One of the greatest stories of conversion in all of the Bible, the conversion of the Apostle Paul. We're told of the conversion of Lydia, Acts chapter 16. Lydia, a businesswoman, a seller of purple in the city of Philippi. We're also told about the conversion of the jailer, Philippian jailer, there in Philippi when God shook the prison doors open and Paul and Silas were set free. And this Philippian jailer come running saying, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And God spotlighted that man, a prominent man. He spotlighted a man by the name of Sergius Paulus on Paul's first missionary journey. He was the governor, Roman government official on the Isle of Cyprus. And Paul testified to this man. He was withstood by Bar-Jesus, the Jewish magician, and he withstood Paul's words, but God judged him, and this man Sergius Paulus, this high Roman government official, believed the gospel message. And we read about in Acts chapter 18 at Corinth the conversion of Crispus. He was a chief ruler of the synagogue. All of these people that were spotlighted in the book of Acts, individual conversions, people of prominence, people of influence, God intercepted their lives, and God changed the direction of their lives, and God saved their soul. They had a story to tell, but the truth is that everybody who has ever been saved has a story to tell. Somewhere on the journey of life, Jesus intercepted you. There's a divine plot behind your conversion too. Oh yeah. I said there's a divine plot behind your conversion too. And if you were to take the time to trace the workings of God that brought you to Calvary, that brought you to Christ, you would see that there's a divine plot in saving your soul. I want you to notice three things about this man, this Ethiopian eunuch that God saved on the desert road from Jerusalem to Gaza. I want you to notice the journey to faith. Secondly, the declaration of his faith. And thirdly, the result of his faith. First of all, we see the journey of this man's faith. This man had started out as a heathen man, a Gentile. He was in a heathen country. He started out in the darkness of idolatry. But somewhere he came in contact with some Jewish people. These Jewish people informed him there was only one God, and he believed it. He believed that there was only one God, and he began to be a worshiper of the God of Abraham and of Isaac and Jacob. It was that faith, that limited faith, that brought him from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. He came there to worship God. He came there seeking answers. He came there because he had believed the report. There's only one God. And he had left the darkness of idolatry for this truth that there's only one God and his name is Jehovah. While at Jerusalem, perhaps during one of the primary festivals, holy festivals of the Jews, this man is on his way home and he is reading in the scriptures. He had sought guidance in the Word of God. And everybody who has a desire for the truth will seek their guidance in the Word of God. Riding down the road in his chariot, he's reading in the Bible. And he happens to be reading Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 is a marvelous prophecy of the sufferings of Jesus Christ. And as he reads in Isaiah 53, he does not know what God is doing, but there's a divine plot to save him. God's going to intercept him on this road. And there's a man by the name of Philip, one of the original deacons. Acts chapter 6. Philip has progressed from serving tables to preaching the gospel. He's later on called Philip the Evangelist. And he went down to Samaria, had a great revival in Samaria. Whole cities turning to God. Miracles are happening. Mighty miracles from God are happening. Souls are rushing into the kingdom of God. Great revival. They hear about it in Jerusalem, and Peter and John come down to Samaria, pray for them, and God fills them with the Holy Ghost. And here is Philip, the great evangelist. Mighty revival, and God speaks to him through an angel and says, I want you to leave Samaria. I want you to go to the desert. Go south to the desert. He does not tell him what his purpose is. He just gives him instructions. This is the next step in your obedience to me. Go south into the desert. So he obeys the Lord and heads south into the desert. When he gets to the desert, he sees a chariot coming down the road. Again, the Spirit of God speaks to him and says, I want you to go join yourself to this chariot. And Philip runs along beside the chariot and hears this man reading in the book of Isaiah. He read about, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And Philip asked him a question. Do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I except some man guide me? And he invited Philip up into his chariot. And Philip got up in that chariot. And the Bible says he began to preach unto him Jesus. When this man heard the marvelous story of a Savior who came from glory, who bled and died on an old rugged cross, who rose again from the dead, something in that heart that was searching for truth said, you found it right here. Something inside of him digested that, accepted that, believed that, and his heart was open to receive the gospel message about Jesus Christ. When he accepted the message of the truth, and I want to tell you, there's a lot of people in America that are making the opposite journey that this man made. He made the journey from bewilderment to belief. He made the journey from darkness to light. There are many people who are making the journey from belief to bewilderment, making the journey from light to darkness in our country. It's astonishing to see people who once were believers, who once accepted this truth, who once followed Jesus with all of their heart, but now they're making the journey from belief to bewilderment. They don't know what to believe anymore. And the reason why is because they have not followed Jesus with all their heart. I'm telling you that Jesus has not been tried and found disappointing. He's just not been tried. But when you commit your heart to Him, when you believe in Him with all of your heart, just like this man, this Ethiopian eunuch, Jesus will satisfy the thirsting of your soul as well. He said to that woman at the well, he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's talking to you, you would have asked of me and I would have given you living water that you'd never thirst again. Jesus satisfies the human soul. He satisfied the soul of this man who came from bewilderment to belief in Jesus Christ. And then we have the declaration of his faith. As they're going along, and no doubt Philip has preached to him similar to what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they come to some water. And this eunuch says, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? And Philip said to him, he said, if thou believest, how did he say it? With all thine heart. If you believe with all of your heart, if you have it surrendered to the truth of who Jesus is, if you have seated Jesus on the throne of your heart, if you have accepted who he is, you can be baptized. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. This may have been the first time he ever heard of Jesus Christ. But brother, in just a few moments' time, he was convinced of the truth of who Jesus was. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Brother, this declaration is a declaration that's made universally in the Christian church. It is the universal declaration of all that believe. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he is deity out of deity. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, not because of his birth at Bethlehem, but I believe he's the eternal Son of God, without beginning and without end. That Jesus Christ is deity. And that we worship him because he is the Son of God. This is the universal declaration of the people of God. This man accepted it, saw it, believed it, and confessed it. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Y'all remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 3. He said that no man speaking by the Spirit of God can call Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Brother, the Holy Ghost was not just working to send Philip to this chariot. He was working in the chariot, in the heart of this man, this Ethiopian eunuch. And brought him to the realization that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he made his declaration, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We didn't just make his confession. The Bible teaches us of the importance of that. For the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So this confession with his mouth, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then he made a confession by his baptism in saying, what doth hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said, nothing hinders. If you believe from your heart, nothing hinders. They stopped and he baptized him in the water right there. As a public testimony that this man had changed directions, that this man was putting away the old life and beginning a new life with Jesus, that this man was a brand new man, that he's going to perish in the waters and come up a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. He was making an open, visible testimony of the change that he had made in believing and trusting and committing his life to Jesus Christ. This was the declaration of his faith. So the baptism this afternoon will be part of your declaration of your faith in Jesus Christ. You will be saying by your baptism in water, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I've accepted the truth about Jesus and yielded my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Finally, there are the results of his faith. Verse 39, when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Then same thing about him rejoicing when Philip first found him. But it does tell us that after Philip found him and preached the gospel to him, and he received the truth of the gospel and was baptized in the water, that he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. I'll tell you something. This is what Jesus always does. Praise God. He sends us on our way rejoicing. My, what a difference Jesus makes in our life. He sends us on our way rejoicing. Brother Thompson has some marvelous things to tell about his work over in Ukraine and the former Soviet Union in Siberia. He had in one of his little newsletters a story of a man who was a former captain, I believe, in the Russian Army, Soviet Union Army. And he'd been schooled to believe that there is no God. This was their standard teaching to all of their soldiers. And this was the standard teaching of the Communist Party. There is no God. The heavens are empty. And he believed it. Communism collapsed. This man's retired from the military service. His wife gets saved, comes in contact with some Christians and gets saved. She's fairly young, but she has a stroke and she's handicapped and she has to walk with canes. And she's going to be baptized. So he has to help her everywhere she goes. She's her caretaker of his wife, young wife. And he goes with her to the baptizing. And as the baptismal service proceeds, and they take this lady out in the water to baptize her, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, they put this woman under the water and bring her up. When they do, the power of God fell on her. She threw those canes away. Come up out of that water, healed by the power of God. Challenged her husband, said, catch me. And went running. And he went running after. Well, he saw that miracle take place right before his eyes. His wife was healed in the waters of that baptismal. Later on, it shook him up, but he didn't become a believer then. Later on, his daughter was afflicted. She was going blind. Again, there was a day of baptizing. The daughter's going to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. They take the daughter to the waters. They baptize her in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost. When she comes up out of the water, she's healed. She can see perfectly. God divinely healed her. You talk about shook up. This man's really shook up now. He's seen God heal his wife from the effects of a stroke. Seen God heal his daughter when she was just about blind. And brother, God's putting pressure on a man who has believed all of his life that there's no God. Story about Jesus Christ is just a myth. That there's no such thing as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and a resurrection from the dead. But after seeing Jesus work for himself, he became convinced that Jesus Christ indeed was alive and that he was worth trusting. And this man gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ and began to live a life of usefulness in the joy of the Lord. Sharing with others what Jesus had done for him. Somebody said, one of the early writers Early church writers said that this man, this Ethiopian eunuch, went back to his home and became a missionary for Jesus, telling everybody else what wonderful things Jesus had done for him. And brother, this is the activity of every child of God who's ever been changed by the power of God. We have a story to tell how Jesus intercepted our life and changed our life. It may be that there's somebody here in this service that Jesus has been on your trail, and you know, and I'll tell you, everybody here, at some point, Jesus is going to stand on your path, and you have got to make a decision about Jesus Christ. He's going to intercept your life at some point, and you have got to make a decision about Jesus. I want us to stand together this morning.